Penguin Random House Audio presents Ruth Bader Ginsburg, A Life by Jane Sharon DeHart. Read for you by Suzanne Torin. For Jerry, for unwavering love and support. Preface: An American Icon. The year was 1993. The President of the United States strode toward the lectern in the White House Rose Garden, accompanied by a diminutive 60-year-old woman in a cobalt-blue suit and dark sunglasses. Before a bipartisan sprinkling of the Senate Judiciary Committee, family members, friends, and the national press, Bill Clinton presented his replacement for the retiring Justice Byron White, Judge Ruth Bader Ginsburg. In the months and years ahead, he predicted, the nation would come to know much more about the woman at his side. "People will find, as I have," he pledged, "that this nominee is a person of immense character. Quite simply, what's in her record speaks volumes about what is in her heart. She has stood for the individual, the person less well off, the outsider in society, and has given them greater hope by telling them that they have a place in our legal system." "Indeed," Clinton continued, "many admirers of her work say she is to the women's movement what former Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall was to the movement for African Americans." Following the president to the lectern, the nominee responded graciously.